A bust of Václav Havel by sculptor Maria Šeborová can be found in the Irish Parliament, at Columbia University, and a number of other places. The latest in the series will be unveiled on Wednesday, the anniversary of the start of the Velvet Revolution, at Prague's Café Slavia, one of the late dissident-turned-president's old haunts. The person behind the series of bronze busts is Bill Shipsey of Art for Amnesty. He spoke to Radio Prague International's Ian Willoughby.
It's a place that he went to a lot to drink. It's a place I think he went to during the period of time when he was not allowed to put on his plays. And we just thought it would be nice to do it there. We then made an approach to AMU and to the new rector of AMU. She received us very well. She liked the idea. She thought it would be a nice idea to have it there. She introduced us to the new owner, Joseph Amderke, and his wife, Petra. They liked the idea very much. And that's how it's come to pass that it's going into the Café Slavia.
Could you explain the plans for a walk from Prague Castle, from the statue of Masaryk, all the way to Slavia on Wednesday afternoon?
I remember after the Velvet Revolution in 1989, the slogan was Havel na Hrad, Havel to the castle. And I thought, well, now we would perhaps have a, I don't think it's now, I think it's Havel do Kavarna. So the procession is called Havel to the Café. So having spent his time in the castle, he's going back to his café. And we thought it would be an appropriate place to start would be the Masaryk statue outside his former residence in the castle. And so the idea is to process carrying the bus. It's open to everyone to come to it. We are gathering, as I say, at the Masaryk statue at 1 o'clock on Wednesday, on the 17th. And then we will move down the Rudava. The first stop will be at the Václav Havel place, designed by my late friend Bushek Šípek at Maltese Square. There will be readings of in Czech and one in English there. From there, we will walk in procession across the Charles Bridge. And then the next stop is in the theatre. And I'm afraid I've forgotten the name of the theatre, but it's near the crossroads. It's a theatre that is associated with him.
Is it Nazar Bradley on the balustrade?
It is Nazar Bradley. I'm sorry, I'll really have to brush up and improve my Czech. It is, and very graciously there, one of the organisers of this event is Petr, is organising an event for the marchers. We will go into the theatre and there we will be staying there for about 40 or 45 minutes from 2:15, and after that we will process finally to the Café Slavia, and the dedication event will start. It's invitation only, and we've had to keep the numbers tight for understandable sort of COVID-related reasons, but the event itself will start at 4 o'clock. But the procession is free for everyone to join, and it starts at 1, and we will arrive, I suppose, around 3 or 3:30 at the Café Slavia.
I think there have already been 6 copies of this bust by Maria Šeborová. Will there be any more, or is it all over now?
There is one further one that has been made, and it's my desire and ambition to place this in Bratislava, because when the Velvet Revolution happened, it was Czechoslovakia, and we would very much like to put the 7th. And Maria Šeborová thinks that it should be mercifully for the sake of the mold, the last of them, because I think if you try and push the mold any further, it may not look at all like Václav Havel when it comes out of the mold. So the 7th, it's certainly my hope that we would place it in a suitable place, similar to the Café Slavia in Bratislava, sometime in 2022.